I thank you, Brother Gould. I thank you for your prayers as you ask for prayers in my behalf. A brother came up to me just before the service started and he said, I understand you're going to be the preacher today for this hour. And I said, yes. And he said, my prayers will be with you. And I appreciate that also. As we stand before you, the prayers are necessary that the Lord will hold us up and help us to bring forth a message that is needed in our lives. I'd like to welcome you, my brothers and sisters, to the Missouri reunion and to the house of the Lord that will be the house of the Lord for the next 3 days as we occupy it in the Church of Christ. I am especially pleased and honored to have this opportunity to speak unto the saints of the Most High God and to welcome you here in the name of the Lord. I have several favorite scriptures. I would like to read one of those to you today. It's found on page 681 in the Book of Mormon. It's chapter 14 of the third book of Nephi, and I'd like to read the entire chapter. Hearken, O ye Gentiles, and hear the word of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, which he has commanded me that I should speak unto you. For behold, he commandeth me that I should write, saying, Turn, all ye Gentiles, from your wicked ways, and repent of your evil doings, of your lyings and deceivings, of your whoredoms and your secret abominations, and your idolatries and your murders and your priestcrafts, and your envyings and your strifes, and from all your wickedness and abominations. And come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may receive a remission of your sins, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, that ye may be numbered with my people, which are of the house of Israel. The light doesn't work. I think that's a beautiful chapter, and I'm glad that it was included in the Book of Mormon. We, of course, are not Gentiles, at least those of us who have already come and entered in through the waters of baptism into the house of the Lord, into the kingdom of God. Even if we might have been Gentiles in the beginning, we are now house of Israel, those that have entered in. But I want to ask you a question. Has the world in general heeded or obeyed the call that I just read? Have the Gentiles ceased or turned away from their wicked ways? Has the house of Israel, for that matter, turned away from their wicked ways? Have lyings and deceivings and whoredoms and secret abominations and idolatries and murders and priestcrafts and envyings ceased? Have those things ceased in this world? Or are these things, in fact, rampant and getting worse and worse every day? My brothers and sisters, these are signs. Signs of the time in which we live. Signs of the time of the end. We are told in another place in the Scripture that as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it would be in the time of the end. And so it is today, in the days in which we live. Wickedness was rampant in those days, like a wildfire, extreme and out of control, and getting worse every day. And so it is today, as it was in that day. This world is full of that same kind of wickedness. The cities are no longer safe, and neither is the country. It used to be that we thought the country was a safe haven, long as we stayed away from the cities. That's no longer true. Robbery and murder and rape, perversion and homosexuality and pornography, drugs and sex and alcohol, and all these things are winked at, and laughed at, and allowed. schools teach humanism and evolution and disallow prayer and creationism. Even so-called Christian churches deny Christ as the Son of the living God. Less than 50% of the ministry in the Church of England believe that Jesus Christ is divine. And these are the ministry. Brothers and sisters, I ask you, why? Why must we live in this kind of a world? Why can't we live in a condition and place of peace and of love and of prosperity and comfort and safety and health, happiness and joy, apart from the world system of corruption and wickedness? Why? Why can't this be? And the Scriptures, the very Word of God, answers, we can. We can. We can. I would like to have you listen to what it says in 1 Nephi. In chapter 3, verse 187. And blessed are they which shall seek to bring forth my Zion in that day, for they shall have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. What happens when we have this gift and power that's spoken about in this verse? I would answer that we can do anything. We can do anything that is pleasing to the Lord if we have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. It says in another place, seek and ye shall find. And that tells me that if we seek to bring forth, we shall also be able to bring forth because we have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. And blessed are they which shall seek to bring forth my Zion at that day, for they shall have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost, and if they endure unto the end, they shall be lifted up at the last day, and be saved in the everlasting kingdom of God. Yea, whoso shall publish peace, that shall publish tidings of great joy, how beautiful upon the mountains shall they be. I would like to also read a part of a revelation given in March the 7th of 1831. This revelation is also found in the Evening and Morning Star in Volume 1, Number 1 of June of 1832. The first two verses read, hearken, O ye people of my church. Ye people that I am speaking with today, the people of the Church of Christ, hearken unto whom the kingdom has been given. Hearken ye and give ear to him who laid the foundation of the earth, who made the heavens and all the hosts thereof, and by whom all things were made which live and move and have been. And I'm going to skip ahead now to verse 59. Go ye forth into the western countries, call upon the inhabitants to repent, that same counsel that is given to the ministry today, preach repentance and baptism. And inasmuch as they do repent, build up churches unto me. And with one heart and with one mind, gather up your riches, that ye may purchase an inheritance, which shall hereafter be appointed unto you. And it shall be called the New Jerusalem, a land of peace, a city of refuge, a place of safety, for the saints of the Most High God. the very things that some desire today, the very kind of place has been promised that we could have. It says, and the glory of the Lord shall be there, and the terror of the Lord also, insomuch that the wicked will not come in unto it. And it shall be called Zion. And it shall come to pass among the wicked, and that means those that do not come to Zion, those who live in the outside world, it shall come to pass among the wicked that every man that will not take up his sword against his neighbor must needs flee unto Zion. So we're presented here with a choice. Either fight with our neighbor or flee unto Zion. And there shall be gathered out of it, unto it, out of every nation under heaven. And it shall be the only people that shall not be at war one with another. And it shall be said among the wicked, again those in the outside world, let us not go up to battle against Zion, for the inhabitants of Zion are terrible. And I'm sure that word terrible means strong and mighty in the faith of the Lord. They are protected from the evils around about them. And the glory of the Lord shall be there, it says. And this is certainly a strong indication that the Lord would be pleased for our efforts to seek to bring forth Zion. I'd like to turn to the Book of Mormon, page 100. It's the fifth book of 2 Nephi. I'd read verses 30 through 34. And blessed are the Gentiles, they whom of whom the prophet has written. For behold, if it so be that they shall repent and fight not against Zion, and do not unite themselves to that great and abominable church, they shall be saved. For the Lord God will fulfill his covenants, which he has made unto his children. And for this cause the prophet has written these things. Wherefore they that fight against Zion and the covenant people of the Lord shall lick up the dust of their feet, and the people of the Lord shall not be ashamed. I'd like to continue at 2 Nephi, page 114, 2 Nephi, chapter 7. One verse. There's always two sides, it says, to every story. And I suppose this is the other side of the story. Wherefore, he that fighteth against Zion, both Jew and Gentile, both bond and free, both male and female, shall perish. Brothers and sisters, Zion has already been a couple of times in the history of the world, and once upon this very continent upon which we live. And to read about that, I would like us to turn to the fourth book of Nephi, and I'd like to read a few verses beginning right at chapter 1. Zion has been once before. Zion can be again. The Lord has said he would bless those who seek to bring forth Zion. But let me say this as we find our places in the Book of Mormon in chapter 1 of the fourth book of Nephi. The straight and narrow path, the old, old path, is not very crowded today. And that, I think, is because of the lack of desire, the lack of the willingness to obey the commandments of God. beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass that the 34th year passed away, and also the 35th. And behold, the disciples of Jesus had formed a church of Christ in all the lands round about. There's something a little bit confusing in this first verse that I'd like to maybe help straighten out in our mind. It's not a bad problem. But it talks about the 34th year, and that means since the coming or the birth of Christ. But if we subtract those years that he spent in Jerusalem, we realize that this is 1 year after he came to this continent. Within 1 year after he came to this land, the disciples had formed the Church of Christ in all the lands round about. And as many as did come unto them and did truly repent of their sins were baptized in the name of Jesus, and they did also receive the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in the 36th year, that would be the third year since he's coming to this part of the world, the people were all converted unto the Lord upon all the face of the land, not just in one little segment, not just in one little spot or one little city or town, but upon all the face of the land, both Nephite and Lamanite. And there were no contentions and disputations among them. And every man did deal justly one with another. Do we have that kind of lifestyle today? And they had all things common among them. They were not rich and poor and bond and free, but they were all made free and partakers of the heavenly gift. Every one, it says, on the face of this land were partakers and had all things common. And it came to pass that the 37th year passed away also, and there still continued to be peace in the land. And there were great and marvelous works wrought by the disciples of Jesus. Those blessings are still with us today. But are they as abundant as they were then? Do we have instantaneous blessings like we did then? I know sometimes we do. I've witnessed some. Inasmuch as they did heal the sick and raise the dead and cause the lame to walk and the blind to receive their sight and the deaf to heal, to hear. And all manner of miracles did they work among the children of men, and in nothing did they work miracles save it were in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's an important thought, of course, in our mind. I watch some of the evangelists on TV, and I see them performing so-called miracles in their own names and in their own fashions, and they haven't followed the word of God or the plan that was set forth. And all manners of miracles did they work, and none were worked except in the name of Jesus. And thus did the 38th, the fifth year, pass away, and also the 39th and the 41st and the 42nd, and we can see time going on with perfect peace and safety and love and all things common. Yea, even until 49 had passed away, and also the 51st and the 52nd, and even until the 59th. And that's 25 years of perfect harmony and peace. And the Lord did prosper them exceedingly in the land, yea, insomuch that they did build cities again where there had been cities burned. And we all know the story, that this is after the time of the great destruction that took place in this land. And those cities were rebuilt, those that it were possible to rebuild. Skipping down to the 11th verse. And now behold, it came to pass that the people of Nephi did wax strong. They weren't weakened because they had gathered together and become Zion. They were strengthened, and they waxed strong, and did multiply exceeding fast, and became an exceeding fair and delightsome people. And they were married and given in marriage, and they were blessed according to the multitude of the promises which the Lord had made unto them. They were receiving the blessings that the Lord had promised if they would seek to bring forth Zion. And they did not walk anymore after the performances and ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from the Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together oft. I wonder how often means. Is once a week enough? Is twice a week enough? How oft does the word oft mean? And they continued meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord, much as we have done this day, and will continue to do for the next two. And it came to pass that there was no contention among all the people in all the land, and there were mighty miracles wrought among the disciples of Jesus. And it came to pass that the 70 and first year passed away, and also the 70 and second, yea, and fine, until the 70 and ninth had passed away. 45 years of Zion upon this land. Even 100 years had passed away, and the disciples of Jesus whom he had chosen had all gone to the paradise of God, save it were the three which should tarry, and there were other disciples ordained in their stead. And this is a lesson to us, that the Lord intended the apostleship to continue, because others were ordained in their stead as they passed away. And also many of that generation which had passed away. And it came to pass that there was no contention in all the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. If we desire to have a land with no contention, opposite of what we have, we must seek for the love of God to dwell in our hearts. And we must pass on that desire to our neighbors around us. And there was no envyings, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people which had been created by the hand of God, a perfect nation, living in perfect peace. There were no robbers, nor murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. There was no division. They were all one. And it goes on to say that, but they were in one, the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. In other words, inheritors. Inheritors of the kingdom of God. And how blessed were they, for the Lord did bless them in all their doings, not just once in a while, but all their doings. Yea, even they were blessed and prospered until 110 years had passed away, and the first generation from Christ had passed away, and there was no contention in all the land. And it goes on to say that Nephi, who had kept this record, died, and his son Amos took up the record keeping in his stead, and he kept it upon the plates of Nephi also. And he kept it 84 years, and there was still peace in the land. And that's now a total of 160 years since Christ had come to this continent. And an interesting thing happens. It says there was still peace in all the land, save it were a small part of the people which had revolted from the church. And this is like a little sliver or a little wedge that gets under your skin, and it begins to open up a crevice. And we'll see that happen as we continue on. A small group of people had revolted from the church and took upon them the name of Lamanites, and therefore there begin to be Lamanites again in the land. After 160 years, there began to be a breakdown in the love and oneness of this group of people. And it came to pass that Amos died also. Lost my place. Amos died also, and his son Amos kept the record in his stead, and he also kept it upon the plates of Nephi, and it was also written in the book of Nephi, which is this book. And it came to pass that 200 years had passed away, and the second generation had all passed away, save it were a few. And now I, Mormon, would that ye should know that the people had multiplied insomuch that they were spread upon all the face of the land. And that tells me it's this entire continent. North, Central, South America. All of this land. They were spread upon all the face of the land, and they had become exceeding rich. Zion is not a place to be poor. It says they had become exceeding rich because of their prosperity in Christ. That's what brought them the richness, their prosperity in Christ. That was Zion, a wonderful place, a place to desire, and we can have that same Zion today if we desire it. It happened once before. It can happen again. The Lord even said He would bless us if we would seek to bring forth Zion. So we see the Lord desires that we have Zion. He offered us the blessing if we would seek. The choice is ours. We have nothing to fear. I would like to continue on, however, in this story, because as strange as it might seem, Zion did not last. In the very next verse, in verse 27, it says, "And now in the 201st year, there began to be among them, those which were lifted up in pride." And that began the downfall. That's where it all started. That began the destruction of Zion. Pride. And if pride can destroy Zion, already in existence, it certainly can present Zion in the stage of being built. So that would be one of the things that we must guard against for the welfare of our souls, for the welfare of Zion. We need to guard against pride. One of the tools of Satan, pride. But we can do that. The Lord has given us the right to command Satan to get thee hence with all of his tools. Get thee behind us. And he has to obey. I'd like to continue in verse 28. "And from that time forth they did have their goods and their substance no more common among them." And I suspect that was because of this very thing we're talking about, pride. "They had their goods no more common among them. And they began to be divided into classes, and they began to build up churches unto themselves." Not unto Christ, but unto themselves. "To get gain, and they began to deny the true church of Christ." We find that prevalent in the world today. "And it came to pass that when 210 years had passed away, there were many churches in the land," much like it is today in our world. "Yea, there were churches that professed to know Christ." Like I mentioned, the Church of England, more than 50% of the ministry disbelieve that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is divine. "And they did deny the more part of his gospel, insomuch that they did receive all manner of wickedness. That is happening today. And they did administer that which was sacred unto him to whom it had been forbidden because of unworthiness. And I'd like to just maybe go astray a little bit on the thought as we're going past that. I wonder how many of you know that one of the churches we're very familiar with have done exactly this same thing beginning at their last spring conference. The RLDS Church are now administering that which they assume to be sacred, the flesh and blood of Christ, to anybody that comes in their door, member or non-member alike, to those that are unworthy. It created the downfall of Zion in the days of Nephi. It could prevent the building up of Zion in our day. We need to be sure that we don't follow in their steps and that we always hold that service sacred and of utmost importance for the welfare of our souls. It goes on to say in this church, the one that fell away, did multiply exceedingly because of iniquity. How many times have you heard the people say, well, how big is your church? And you have to say, well, about 2,000. And they have 2,000 in their congregation. And they have hundreds of congregations. And they feel proud because they have grown so great. But I know in this example, it says they grew great and did multiply exceedingly because of iniquity and because of the power of Satan, which did get hold upon their hearts. I'm going to skip quite a bit here. I'm running kind of short of time, I'm afraid. Verse 46. And it came to pass that 240 years had passed away, and thus were the affairs of the people. And I'm going to skip a little bit again to 49. And thus did 250 years pass away, and also 260 years. So it's showing the progression of the church and of the state of Zion at that time. And thus did 250 years pass away, and also 260. And it came to pass that the wicked part of the people began again to build up the secret oaths and combinations of Gadianton. And also, and this is sad, and also the people which were called the people of Nephi, the very church of Christ, they had divided, and the wicked church had built up and become mighty and strong. But now it says the very church of Christ, the people called Nephi, began to be proud in their hearts, and that's evidence of pride, because of their exceeding riches. The very riches that the Lord had given them caused them to be prideful and proud. And they became vain like unto their brethren, the Lamanites. And from this time, the disciples began to sorrow for the sins of the world. And that time is a total of 226 years since Christ came to this continent. And it came to pass that when 300 years had passed away, both the people of Nephi and the Lamanites had become exceeding wicked, one like unto the other. And that remained the condition of this church and Zion until the church was restored again in 1830. Until in 1830, when the Church of Christ was restored in all of its former power and glory and splendor, never to be taken again from the face of the earth. Certainly we will be buffeted by the powers of Satan, but we are told in another place that it would never be taken again from the earth. Brothers and sisters, the Lord desires us to also have Zion. The Church of Christ has been restored. He desires us to also restore Zion, a place of safety from the world around us, for a city of refuge, a city of love, a city of peace, a place for the temple of the Lord to be built, a place prepared for the return of Jesus Christ. Let us lay down our pride. Let us come down in the depths of humility, humbling ourselves before the Lord, and ask for His counsel and guidance that we may accomplish this task in accordance with His will and pleasure. And may the Lord bless us all. I thank you.
Thank you, Brother Gale, for this message. As I sat listening to my brother speak and bring out these points, my mind was called back to some words that came through a grand old man by the name of Joseph Love. And it said in that came through him, it said, "Make answer, O Zion, for surely within your borders shall cleansing begin." And it says, "By loving your neighbor, you purge yourself from all selfishness. Fear not the scourge, for angels will camp for beholding this sign as sainthood and guard you, because you are mine." Let's turn to hymn number 88 for a closing song. Shall we stand as we sing? Father in heaven, we come to the close of this service. We do thank Thee and praise Thee for the message that You have given to us. But we do humbly ask Thee, Father, that our hearts and our minds might be opened, that this message might sink into our minds and our hearts, that we might carry it with us throughout our lives, and that it might be that strength that we stand in need of, that we might indeed truly seek to bring forth Thy Zion in these last days, and to establish it never no more to be taken from the earth. We do humbly ask these blessings of Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Testing, 1, 2.
So it's a dead channel. It's a dead channel. Or we don't have the, or this switch. This switch is up.
Let's try. Let's put it.
It's right there. If it could, it'd work right there. If it would stay there, but I don't think it's testing.
Yeah. Weight it down.
Testing 1, 2. Testing, test. Yeah, if testing.
If we could keep it right level, yeah, if you could have something real heavy there, maybe that's what we need to look
at. Testing, yeah, that works. Any other?